We are going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availabilities. We have been joined by race-winning crew chief Phil Surgeon and Tony Lunders, who is the chief operating officer of Trackhouse Racing. We're going to go straight into questions. So if you have a question, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we will get a wireless mic to you. We will start with Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. What can this do for, actually I want to change that for Tony, just what's a day like on this day when Chastain, who's not in the playoffs, runs well, Suarez, who's in the playoff, doesn't have a great day?
Yeah, I think anytime you can win is special. So spoiling a playoff race is awesome. You know, it's good that Daniel had a decent ending to the race. It was a little bit of a slow start for them, but anytime you can pull off a win is special.
Any additional questions? Can you both talk about what was going through your mind during that final restart in those last few laps?
Yeah, so coming up to that final restart, obviously the 19 was choosing first, so we took inside, which I felt like was probably the preferred lane anyways. And once he got clear off a two, then it's just a matter of defending, and we were able to get a big enough lead. And looking at the data, I felt like we were probably a little bit too loose too early, and throughout the last 20 or 25 laps, he did a great job holding on to it, and all just kind of came together.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Phil, just talk about the philosophy to pit at 159 and go off from other people, and that kind of really changed the course of things for everybody.
Yeah, given our scenario and points and not being in the playoffs, those probably 4 or 5 points that would have been available were of lower concern to me today. I knew that our car was responding well to better track position and cleaner air, and it was just one of those opportunities to gain positions. And so we took it, and we're thankful that there's not more ensuing cautions that would have allowed the other guys to stay out and mired us back in traffic. And today our restarts were phenomenal. I don't think we lost a position on restarts. We might have been one of the biggest gainers, so that benefited us as well.
And Tony, provided the 99 gets through to the next round, there's two more of these types of tracks in the next round. This was not a great showing for them today. So what can be taken from maybe the learnings of the one or just from today to help that group if you make it into the next round and keep going?
Yeah, for sure. I think either way, hopefully we advance and we can learn something from the one stuff. Obviously the two groups inside are really open about what they're doing. I think Daniel probably felt better about what he had yesterday, and we'll go back and look at what that was. But I think it'll be, fairly easy for this group to narrow that down, and we had multiple Chevy cars running decent today. So we'll be able to apply that, and hopefully we're still in. But either way, we're just going to keep trying to win no matter what.
And Phil, looking ahead to next week, again, here you come in off a win, but you're not a playoff team. Obviously, we know what the type of racing you typically see at that track with manufacturer support. And my guess is there's probably going to be more of an emphasis for you to be a helper than be the guy to move, unless you're in that prime position. How do you look at that, and how do you go from being a winner one week to the potential of maybe being more of a helper?
Yeah, this group that is at Trackhouse, I mean, we put in, just as much effort for every race. I hear from time to time people ask about, races that you'll circle on the schedule or whatnot. I got asked this morning if, it was more difficult to compete when other drivers have kind of risen to the occasion, and I don't think that's the case for this group. We're giving 100% every week, and that we're not in the playoffs. I mean, Talladega is the same as it was, summer Daytona when we're hunting for the playoffs. We're going to put in the best effort we can to win first, and then second priority would be score the most points. And if we can help the 99 along the way in the draft, then that's what we're going to do. But, our focus is on winning at Talladega.
Do we have any additional questions? We'll go to Daniel.
Daniel McFadden, frontrush.com. Two questions for Phil. First off, when Ross was battling Kyle Busch there, he got into the wall at least once, maybe twice, I can't remember correctly, but was there any concern among your team that might have affected the car afterwards?
Yeah, there always is, certainly. Immediately we try to get what we can for photographs to evaluate what we can see on the outside. We look at the data and obviously get his feedback on the car. At these tracks where you're running so close to the wall and they're on the ragged edge, it's going to happen from time to time. I think, you know, you probably go out there and look at the top 10 and half of them have some amount of damage on the right side from scuffing the wall. So it's just all part of it. And I've got the guys on pit road to react if anything happens.
And so what was the general mood among the one team when you guys just weren't able to get into the playoffs?
Oh, it's a kick. It's pretty deflating when you don't make the playoffs. And obviously we knew the last couple races of the regular season, we were right on that cut. And, you know, I wouldn't have guessed that the 1, the 23, and the 17 all missed. But, yeah, it was pretty deflating. But, you know, we rolled around to the next week, and I think we scored the second most points in the first round of the playoffs of anybody. So there, it just goes to show you that, you know, there's no give up here. We're not laying down, and here's just more proof today.
Thank you.
We'll go to the back.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Phil, I just want to reiterate on a question that was asked you right before this. Did you say anything to Ross after he had gotten the lead, then hit the wall, just trying to get him back on track there to get his mind reset to battle the eight there for the lead towards the end?
I don't remember what I said on the radio in that moment. You know, we can see immediately that he's back up to speed. You know, he has a moment, scuffs the wall. He's right up back up to speed. We're looking at the data. Yeah, everything looks fine. A little bit of driver feedback at some point in that next few laps. And yeah, he just stepped over the limit a little bit, scuffed the wall. And I don't think there was any permanent damage, but yeah.
And were you surprised early on in the race, at least from how the car was responding with, I mean, I would dispute there was a lot less wind compared to what we saw at the start of the weekend. So did that catch you by surprise at all?
Certainly not by surprise. Kansas is one of the most wind-sensitive tracks, and, you know, it tends to be windy in Kansas. So we're looking at that multiple times in the week leading up to the race. We're looking at it for practice, qualifying, and race conditions. And obviously the direction changed about 80 degrees today, and, you know, it dropped 7 miles per hour. So we considered what the impact of that could have been yesterday in practice and how the different direction and wind magnitude would affect the car today.
We will go to Caleb up in the front.
Caleb Bessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. Kind of bouncing off Daniel's question earlier, you know, what not making the playoffs and heading to these final 10 races, how much are you guys regrouping for next year versus going out and trying to get wins?
Yeah, there isn't a huge concerted effort to do a lot different. Obviously, given our points position, we're looking at what the 17, the 23, and that group does, and our goal is to finish 17th in points. That's the best we can do. We're not going to throw any Hail Marys. We're not going to take any huge risks. But it does give us a little bit more flexibility at points in the race. Today, it's a perfect example. End of stage two, there's probably 4 or 5 points on the table. And we chose not to take those in lieu of track position after the second stage. So those little things can change, but we're not throwing any Hail Marys.
Phil, Tony, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.